A very techie Christmas, and we looked at his top five suggestions of our five of top ten suggestion for a very techie Christmas from techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick, before we get into that, I made a statement when I talked to Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas an hour ago, spruiking the fact that you're the world's biggest Star Wars fan, and you probably lined up at midnight last night to see Rogue One, did you?
Mate, I did even better than that. I actually was at the Australian premiere, which screened at about 7 o'clock, so a bit more civilised. But I was the first audience in Australia to watch the movie, and I've got to say, it did not disappoint.
You are such an impotent man.
Well, it was. There was a lot of people eager to see this movie, a lot of expectations placed upon it, but it certainly delivered. I've got to say, if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to love it. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, it's still a cracking yarn as well. It's great. It's a war movie, a really good story, so people will enjoy it.
Isn't that a fantastic saying that I haven't heard for ages, a cracking yarn? That's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think it. The Garth Edwards, the director, he directed Godzilla, which was out a couple of years ago, and he does a great job here, sort of pays respect, sort of there are references to the original trilogy. If you're a Star Wars nerd like me, you'll pick all of them up, with a massive smile on your face. But it is a real thrill ride. It's a roller coaster that, and the last half of the movie, honestly, you'll take you an hour to get your breath back once the credits roll at the end.
Can I get you to give us a yes or no? Is it better than the last real Star Wars movie?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, gee, that's big praise. Yeah. All right, fair enough. There you go. So if you're wondering, Garth Wiley's good, but that man, if he's saying it, that you take that one to the bank. All right. We had five down, five to go. Techie Christmas gifts. Speakers.
Yeah, this is a popular category because they're both affordable and offer great quality at a reasonable price. The Bluetooth speakers, you can pay as little as $90. I think I've wrote about a Braven 105, which is a small circular speaker that you can take anywhere. It's waterproof. So it's also a speaker phone, so you can link your phone to it. If you want to go up to a bigger device, I've got the Sony, the XR3 as well, which has got extra bass. That is also doubles as a power bank, so you can power your mobile devices as well. So, and if you want to really sort of go to town, obviously Bose and those other brands, Beats, have also got their own set of Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah, I've got the Bose, and I've had it for probably about 3 years now, and I think it's fabulous, and I would not be without one. So that's just me. Hey, remember a time when we thought headphones were dead and gone, and you would not have been game to walk down the street with a set of headphones on for fear of your life, but that's all turned around over the last couple of years, and they've come back.
Yeah, well, I think the reason they've become popular again is because it's just the amazing quality you're getting from these. Whether it's a noise-canceling pair of headphones, you're going to pay a little bit more for that, or just a regular pair of headphones that are wireless headphones as well. Wireless is the new feature that people are looking for. Apple took the initiative and removed the headphone jack off the iPhone 7, so it's really put a lot of attention on that wireless earphones and headphones category. Plenty to look at. The Beats, the Solo 3 wireless, I recently reviewed on Tech Guide. They are excellent. Bose, of course, with the QC35s, if you want great noise cancellation and great sound quality. Plantronics have also got their new Backbeat Pros out as well, I think version 3, which are excellent also. But in the earphone category, you've got companies like Jaybird, that's an Aussie-created company, that have got a really tiny earpiece, despite it being a wireless a Bluetooth set of headphones. And Apple's AirPods are now available. The ones that were introduced when the iPhone 7 was launched, they are now available online to order and in-store early next week, just in time for Christmas. They're $229, and they are the wire-free AirPods, so there's no cable even between the two earpieces. They are independent, but operate wirelessly, come with their own magnetic charging case, and compare to the iPhone and any other Apple device simply by holding it close to the device.
Okay, well, I've got a set of Plantronics wireless, and when I go to the gym to work my muscles, and it's now I thought I was also very cool 18 months ago, now obviously I'm not so cool. All right, it wouldn't be a very techie Christmas out without gaming.
Absolutely right, yeah. Well, of course, you got the PlayStation 4 Pro, which was released about a month ago. You've also got the Xbox One S, which is the Microsoft console there. Well, the Xbox One S also doubles as a 4K UHD disc player. So if you've got the, if you've seen the new 4K discs in stores,
yeah.
you can play those movies now on the Xbox One S. It also allows for HDR gaming, that's high dynamic range. Over at Sony, the PlayStation 4 Pro can play 4K games, and it also has HDR. But funny enough, the Sony PlayStation 4 Pro doesn't play 4K discs. I found that rather strange. But it does stream 4K content if you connect it to Netflix. Of course, Sony also introduced recently the PlayStation VR, which is the virtual reality headset, the only console with a dedicated VR headset, and a lot of great content already available to really to immerse yourself in these worlds. It does literally, it is a game changer for these titles. But apart from the consoles, there's also some great games out as well. The Last Guardian, which is just out on for PS4, that's a game that can be also considered a work of art. It's a beautiful looking game, story about a boy who befriends this mystical creature, and they have these action adventures. There's also, of course, your staples like Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare, of which I'm a massive fan. I like to play online as well. If you're up against Sharky68 on the PlayStation Store, you know you're in for a battle. So there's that as well. There's also, for the kids, they've got Skylanders Imaginators. Skylanders is the game where the toy that you bought actually goes into the game. You put it on the mat and it becomes a character in the game. And you can also create your own and give them their own abilities and powers. So really good game.
All right, we're just about out of time, and I think you might be out of battery power on your phone. Before, what was your online handle again? Sharky what?
Sharky68 on the PlayStation platform.
All right, okay. Very quickly before we let you go today, activity trackers, they are huge again.
Absolutely. You've got your Fitbits, you've got your Garmins, you've also got your smart watches. These are great gift ideas because they're, I think, very popular but also very affordable. The smart watches, of course, you've got your Apple watches, which is about $549. You've got your Samsung Gear S3, which is $599. But you've also got your Fitbits, which are available from a range of prices from $99 up to $350, depending on whether you want a screen, depending on whether you want a heart rate monitor, depending on those things. They keep track of all your sleep, your activities, your steps. And for this time of year, I think people trying to make New Year's resolutions to get in shape, that could be a great gift.
Yeah, and last but by no means least, if you're lost for everything else, buy a new computer.
Absolutely right. This is a category which is always, someone can always use a product from this category, whether it's just a case or whether it's a mouse, whether it's a keyboard or a computer itself. Laptop computers, especially Windows 10 computers and tablets, which we spoke about earlier, are really affordable. You can get a good Windows 10 laptop, especially if you're looking maybe to buy something for your child for school next year. They're as cheap as $500. So there's plenty to look around for, offering great value and also great features as well.
Sharky68, thank you very much for your time, and we'll have one last chat to you before Christmas next week.
No worries. Look forward to it. Thanks, Todd.